Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The best of creation, the essence and soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom our hope of salvation lies, the one who journeyed through the seven skies, the one whose face is more beautiful than the sunrise, and the one who is the owner of paradise. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever recites Durood e Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will write one qira'at sawab for him. And one qira'at is equal to Mount Uhud. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, we can change normal acts into acts of worship by simply making the right intentions. And we can increase the reward that we get for those acts by changing our habits in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you an example. At the time of iftar, if children are upstairs doing iftar in their room and somebody is in one corner of the house and somebody is in the other, we may not gain the blessings from iftar that we should do. Hazrat Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beautiful and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat together, do not eat separately, as blessing is with the group. In another narration, Sayyidina Wahshi bin Harb radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated via his grandfather, the blessed companions once asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we eat yet we are not satisfied. And the blessed and beautiful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you must be eating individually. They replied, yes. On which Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eat sitting together and recite Bismillah, there will be blessing in your food. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, there are many, many blessings of eating together at normal times. But in the month of Ramadan, when the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is descending, the time of iftar, when supplications are being accepted, when the angels and even the fish in the seas are asking for forgiveness for the fasting person, at that time, to maximize the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, if the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal sits in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with his family, and is breaking his fast, is opening his roza, is eating the halal sustenance that Allah Azza wa Jal has provided, in a way that Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, can you imagine the blessings descending on that house? Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, when Allah Azza wa Jal sees a Muslim eat at a dining mat sitting along with his wife and children, he likes it the most, because when they sit and eat together, Allah Azza wa Jal sees them with mercy and forgives them before they separate. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are all going to be fasting. But how beautiful will it be if at the time of iftar we make preparations, we're all sat down and we open our fast with the halal sustenance that Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided us in a family group, talking about beautiful things, doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting the du'as, subhanallah, we would gain great reward and we would please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, turning this act of eating, we've been fasting all day. Now is the time to give the body what it wants. But even now, although you are fulfilling the needs of your body and you are eating because you are hungry, even now, if you have the right intention, you can carry on increasing the reward. If you simply are eating to satisfy the stomach or to gratify the desire, the taste of the food, that's one thing. And Ramadan al-Mubarak is so beautiful that you would get reward for that. But the great rewards are reserved for those who, when they sit down to eat, they think, I'm eating this food to gain energy with which I will worship Allah Azza wa Jal, with which I will act upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, using this energy that I'm going to gain from this food at the time of iftar. I am going to stand in Maghrib Salah. I am going to pray the Tarawih. I am going to pray Nafil in the nights of Ramadan al-Mubarak. I am going to gain strength for the next day to fast in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you've done exactly the same thing, but because of all these increased intentions, the reward has increased. You are now eating not simply to satisfy the hunger as a result of the fasting, but you are eating because you want the energy to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And your act of eating, because the intention was so supreme and so beautiful and so superior, now becomes an act of worship. Subhanallah. And then if one makes the intention to eat less than one needs to, simply to make sure that you don't get lazy, then even that eating less becomes an act of worship. And you are rewarded for every morsel that you give up, with the intention that it will help me stand in Tarawih better if I eat less. It will help me to worship Allah Azza wa Jal better if I eat less. And you are gaining reward. Look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are gaining reward for eating with the right intention. You are gaining reward for not eating with the right intention. Subhanallah. This is why Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu al-Aliyah time and time again emphasizes the beauty of having the right intention, and emphasizes that before we do any act, we should try and make sure that we have the right intention to maximize the reward. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then, if in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we sit on a dining mat, and then before we sit down, we wash our hands. The scholars have written that those who wash their hands before they eat, not only do they gain the worldly benefits of having clean hands and having a good hygiene, but also, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, making wuzu before and after meal, i.e. washing the hands and the mouth, increases one's sustenance and keeps the shaitan away. Subhanallah. So this act of cleansing the hands increases your sustenance. So at the time of iftar, when you sit down, make sure that you wash your hands. And then, it is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that moment after you wash your hands, not to wipe them. And today, do you know what scientists say? They say that is a beautiful thing to do, because when you wipe your hands with the towel, the bacteria on the towel gets back onto the hands after you wash them. So do not wipe your hands with anything after you have washed them. Today, science is catching up with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us everything that we needed to know. Subhanallah. Rinsing the mouth cleanses the mouth, and this is another beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then how beautiful would it be, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, if we sat in a family environment and sat in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's raising one leg or sitting in at-tahiyyat position or kneeling back on both feet, this would be beautiful. And then we have a chadar to do parda, to protect, to veil ourselves, but not only that, to protect our clothes as well, so that if morsels of food fell, they would not dirty our clothes. and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then we sit down, and what do? We don't just start to eat, but before we do anything, we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we make dua. This is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Ihya ul-Ulum, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, the beautiful way of doing this is, when you take the first morsel of food, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you take the second morsel of food, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you take the third morsel of food, read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, gain great blessings. And also the scholars say that we should read slightly loudly, not to show off, not to show others, but to remind others. If you've got children sat around the dining mat, it will remind them and it will encourage them as well. Somebody forgets to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning, but remembers part way through, then Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that they should read Bismillah awwalahu wa akhira. Beautiful dua, meaning I begin and end my meal with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this way, they will get the blessings of that meal. But it doesn't stop there, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel. We can go much further. On every morsel that we take, you can recite Ya Wajidu. And what does this do? Well, the scholars write that this food that you eat, upon which you pronounce this beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal, it becomes, that morsel becomes nur, light in your stomach, and it cures illnesses. Subhanallah. So let's try in every day that we sit for iftar, let's try and make sure that we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's try and make sure that as much as we can, we recite Ya Wajidu with every morsel that we eat, and that morsel becomes nur in your stomach and cures difficulties. Subhanallah. If we could recite Bismillah with every morsel, how beautiful would that be? We could recite Alhamdulillah after every morsel or every time we drank water. Can you imagine the reward you would gain and you would walk away with just from the dining mat? You have done an act which you would do naturally to fulfill your desire and fulfill your hunger. You sat down to eat, but now, by acting in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reward that you've gained is beyond our comprehension. Because every time you recited a dua, you've gained great blessings. Every time you've acted in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've gained great reward. And then, we can increase that even further by eating in clay containers, by making sure that if anything falls onto the dining mat, we pick it up, we recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then we eat it. Even more reward. Then we eat in a sunnah way where we start with salt and then finish with something salty. Indeed, in Radd al-Muhtar, it is said that eat a little salt or something salty both prior and after eating, as this protects against 70 diseases. Subhanallah. And then, if we act in accordance with the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and eat with the right hand. Remember that eating with the left hand is the way of the shaitan. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to eat with the right hand. Eat with the right hand. Drink water with the right hand. Give or take anything with the right hand. As using the left hand is the practice of the shaitan. So if we do everything with the right hand with this intention, you are rewarded for that as well. Then eat with three fingers. Subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said eating with two fingers is the way of the shaitan, and it breeds arrogance, whereas three fingers is the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of you who keenly watch Madni Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, may have seen that at the time of Sehri or Iftari, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah hands out little rubber bands, and that is to help trainers to eat in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you tie up these two fingers back, and then you eat with three fingers. And initially it's always difficult, but Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, gradually over time you pick up and it becomes a beautiful habit, and you're doing it, why? To act upon a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every morsel you pick up then becomes an act of worship, because you're acting in accordance with the sunnah. And then the scholars write that your stomach during the day has been resting. So now take it easy on your stomach. Don't force food down it. Eat slowly and chew your food. Amir al-Sunnah Damod Barakatum al-Aliyah says that don't use your intestines for what your teeth should be doing. Your teeth are there to chew the food and soften it. Your intestines are there to digest it. So if you chew your food properly, you will save yourself from lots of stomach ailments. And always stop eating when you're not hungry. Today, we have a habit of just carrying on eating till we can't eat anymore. That is the way of the foolish. We should stop eating when we are still hungry. But at the very least, we should stop eating when we're full. But today, often, some of the difficulties that we create for ourselves are because of overeating. Not only does it lead to diabetes and high cholesterol and heart diseases and strokes and everything else, but also it leads to laziness. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us, missing salah. Allahu Akbar. How unfortunate are those people who fast and yet because they've overeaten, they can't get to the mosque for Isha Salah or Tarawih Salah. Why? Because they've overeaten. That we needed to control what we do. The month of Ramadan came to train us. Open your fast in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with dates and with water. Then consume some fruit. Why? Because Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, a fruit at meal time, then it should be consumed first as it is more beneficial. And today, the medical experts are confirming this, that the fruits digest faster and therefore they're better in the lower part of the stomach. Ala Hazrat has narrated that to eat watermelon before food eradicates diseases from the root and purges the bowels. It replenishes your system. Subhanallah. A lot of people, they ignore this. What we should do is develop a habit and you will feel the benefits. Open your fast in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with dates. Drink plenty of water and eat plenty of fruit, and then at the end eat some other food as well. But because you've now filled your stomach with water, dates, and with good fruit, you will eat less of perhaps the damaging things, the fried things, and therefore you will have ate in moderation and you will be ready to stand before the Creator in Tarawih Salah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, in this beautiful month of Ramadan Mubarak, when beautiful food is cooked and placed before us, we should remember those who do not have this privilege. Our mothers, our sisters, the mother of our children spend a lot of time cooking this food. They too are fasting, so they don't have time to taste it. So if something is wrong with it, rather than complaining, thank Allah Azza wa Jal. It is against the teachings of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain about food. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never complain about food. And Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to eat in a beautiful way. And not to remain quiet when eating, but talk about beautiful things. And what is more beautiful than the zikr of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of iftar? And don't just hoard your plate and think, I need to get everything into my plate and I need to... No, look at others. Serve your parents. Subhanallah. If your parents are... You're fortunate enough for your parents to be sat at the same dining table. Serve them first. Then look at your children. This is a time of love and affection. Don't just be thinking about your own stomach. Serve them as well. See what they want. Break it up for them. They can learn. When they see you serving your parents, they will want to serve you. And in this way, you have controlled it. You haven't just simply behaved like an animal that has been released and suddenly it just wants to gulp everything down. No, even though you've opened your fast, you are in control. You've served your parents, you've served your children, you've opened your fast in a beautiful way, and you've controlled what you eat, knowing that I need the energy, but knowing that if I overeat, then I will become lazy in salah. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, sometimes we create stomach difficulties by eating too many fried foods and topping it up with cold water and fizzy drinks. The taste only lasts a few seconds on the tongue, but the harmful effects will mean that it may stop you or may disturb your worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. What we should do is we should act in moderation. And if we do this, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this act of eating becomes an act of worship. Let me share with you some Madni pearls in relation to eating. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not lean against anything when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit on a dasturkhan, a mat, and eat. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no difficulty serving, subhanallah. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never complained about the food. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take food and drink himself without asking anybody else to serve him. Subhanallah, this is the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat from the portion in front of him. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use three fingers to eat. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat bread made from barley. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat dates and water, or sometimes consume dates with milk. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favorite food was meat. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes make sareed. And that was break the bread or the roti up into little pieces and put it into the curry, dip it in, and then eat it that way. Acting in accordance with that beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only gains great reward, but today the scientists are telling us that because you have soaked the entire part of the bread or the roti into the curry, it has actually absorbed it, it's become soft, and it's easier on your digestive system and easier to digest, subhanallah. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use his fingers to wipe the blessed plate clean. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is more blessing at the end. What we sometimes do is we leave food in the plate. But the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us to clean the plate. Why? Because Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, blessing can be in any part of the food. Maybe the blessing was in that part that you left. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like melon with sugar and bread. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to eat melon with dates as well. Subhanallah. And the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after eating, would wash their blessed hands. And this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May I remind you, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, for those of you who are going to the masajid, try not to eat raw onions or other things which are going to cause a smell and which are going to cause difficulties for other namazi and for you going to the masjid. There are so many beautiful sunnahs of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we can adopt in this beautiful month of Ramadan and Mubarak. Let me share with you the last one for today. It is building a beautiful, sweet, Islamic, Madni environment in your home. This month of Ramadan has come so that we can increase our love and our affection for our family and those around us for the sake of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at the time of iftar, we don't want to be grumpy and be looking, I've got a roza, so everybody needs to protect themselves from me. No, we shouldn't develop this thing where we are constantly being bitter. We are constantly rebuking others. We are constantly trying to maintain this arrogance. No, the month of Ramadan comes with all its mercies. And if you show mercy to those around you, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower His mercies upon you. Be nice to others. Don't just start to shout at children. Don't shout at your the mother of your children or those around you. No, everybody's fasting. Appreciate they are. If some elderly, your parents or somebody, are slightly disturbed by the fast because it's a long fast, help them out. Be patient if they say something you don't like. And try and increase a beautiful Madani environment in your home. Try and increase the love and affection and the compassion. Sit down together. Be tolerant of others. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in this way, you will not only increase your the love and affection and the muhabbat, the beauty in your house, and instill a beautiful Madani environment, you will gain the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this is a unique opportunity to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal by being nice to those around us. We don't need to be harsh. Harshness never achieves anything. Sometimes we think that I am speaking the truth, therefore I can be harsh to other people. No. Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught us that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most truthful, but yet at the same time, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the most compassionate and the most merciful in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught humanity how to love each other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, we need to learn in this beautiful month of Ramadan that everybody around us, our parents, the mother of our children, our brothers and sisters, they all deserve our love and our compassion in this beautiful month of Ramadan and Mubarak. And by being nice to those around us, not only will we increase our spiritual happiness, we will increase their happiness. And the happier we are, the more we will be enthusiastic to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. In the household, where there is constant battle and there's arguments and everything else, people lose the jazbah to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. But in a house that's content and happy with the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, and is constantly striving to please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and everybody is being nice to each other, what you see is an increase in their worship, and consequently, an increase in their blessings. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the mercies and the blessings of this beautiful month of Ramadan and Mubarak. Ameen. Bi jahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan. The blessings of Ramadan.